There is an event. There is an event. And you know, we're no stranger to events around here. The great thing is, that's the other thing. The great thing is that there are events. That's the thing. They call Music Town a 10-day festival. April 15th to 25th. So it's quite an event. And I have an old pal of ours on the other end of the machinery here, Carl Corcoran. Professor Corcoran, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Whelan, and how are you?
It's very fine that we have the titles to stand by. It gets us good seats in restaurants.
And neither of them are real.
Shh, don't tell anybody. That was supposed to be our secret. Listen, it's lovely to hear your voice. You sound in good form, my friend. You sound solid as the day is long. You all right?
Thanks. Yeah. I'm good, Marty. Very busy, but that's all good. You know, the alternative is unthinkable in this environment.
Correct.
Pleased to be overwhelmed with work. I love it.
That's wonderful. Now, you're carrying on, aren't you, as in your course director role with the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance at UL. That's flying along, isn't it?
Absolutely. Despite all the difficulties that came our way, we've maintained a very active programme online very successfully, much to my surprise, because quite honestly, this time last year, I wasn't sure that it could be done.
Right.
But we've proven that it can be done. I have 8 dedicated students at the moment, and facing into another year and an increase in the enrollment. So we're very excited about it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's a great privilege, Marty, not only to work in the academy with a wonderful faculty of colleagues and students, and the spirit of Micheál still in the building.
Yes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
The loveliest of men. The loveliest of men.
Oh, an inspiration.
Yes,
my inspiration.
Yeah,
my mentor.
Yes,
huge.
Yeah, what a man to spend time with and to just chat away with. I mean, the music, was, of course, but to just be in his company, I don't know, I thought he was very special.
But he had this ability to make you feel good as you spoke to him.
Yes.
And that's an amazing gift.
Yeah. It's a warmth, isn't it? It's a warmth.
And it was genuine too.
Yeah,
you know,
every
tissue in his body was to do with creativity, music, dance, poetry, writing.
That's right.
Just bringing out the best in people. That was one of his solid ambitions. And,
right.
and bless him, we miss him terribly.
I have no doubt. Well, now listen. One of the things always when you and I chat, I always remind you that but all the vinyl I got rid of and sold and sent off into the River Liffey and gave away. I never got rid of my Jamie Stone work. Always, I always held on to that. You know that, don't you?
Could be worth some money now at this stage.
Would you mind if you want to buy it back?
Melted down.
To the young and uninitiated that once upon a time Mr. Carl Corcoran was also known as Mr. Jamie Stone, and had, I suspect, a huge contract with EMI Records back in the day. It was enormous.
Huge in time, at least. Huge amount of time.
And I know you don't mind me doing this, because we've chatted about this over the years and laughed about it, there's a song called The Woman Behind the Man, and to this day, you can put it beside Clifford T. Ward and a whole bunch of guys, and I think it still stands up well. Seriously, it's a really, really good... No, I do. I think it's a really good song. And to save your blushes, seeing as you're not on the television, and neither am I, here it is.
Mortgage loan. She loves him, she loves him not. She's got him in her plans. She loves him, she loves him not. It seems like only...
Oh, that shook you down, didn't it? The woman behind the band from Jamie Stone. It's a great song. It's a lovely song. A special
thank
song.
Thank you, thank you. That was a co-write between myself and Michael Corcoran, my brother. And
yes.
We both contributed to the album New Day, which was an RMI winner in 1974, back in the old black and white
days.
Right.
That's right. We were both in short trousers, just learning how to cycle a bike without the
old... That's right. I saw you.
That's right. Because you were Clontarf and I was Colester, you see.
That's it.
The other thing. Now, listen, let's talk about what you're up to now. You're marking, this is fascinating to me, you're marking the 20th anniversary of the World Trade Center New York 9/11. You've got this piece of work, The Phoenix. So explain to us what it is. And you're a co-writer too.
I do indeed, yeah. Excuse the laughter, but I'll come to that in a moment. Yeah. As you know, I spent 20 years in America, in New York, my home base, and it was my home from home. I worked in the Irish American community and network, and knew a lot of firemen and policemen in my day-to-day work and socializing.
And what were you doing over there? What were you doing over there in America, Carl?
I was doing anything connected with music and its performance and writing. So I was performing on the club scene, writing songs, working in publishing, working in management. And then my final experience in America was radio. And of course, that brought me to my home in Lyric when I came back in 99. But when we came back in 99, for the next couple of years, I traveled back and forth in order to maintain the two profiles, not knowing which way either one was going. So 9/11 happened at a time when I was still fresh in New York, in my mind, if not in body. Mm. And it impacted me severely. And as a direct result, in the immediate aftermath, I wrote a song, or started a song, and along with my collaborator Art McGann, we managed to polish and carve out this gorgeous piece called The Phoenix, which was a tribute, and a tribute in one sense to the resilience and the optimism in the aftermath, not so much the shock of the day itself. We make specific reference to Father Michael Judge, who was the chaplain of the fire department.
And that incredibly famous photograph of him.
Yes, indeed.
Coming from the rubble. I think it actually made the cover of Newsweek or Time.
Yeah, he was the first recorded casualty of the Twin Towers collapse.
Yes, he was.
And a wonderful man. His parents are from Leitrim, so there's a very strong Irish connection.
And he was chaplain. He was chaplain, wasn't he?
He was chaplain of the fire department, correct.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So we produced this very, very good song that we're very proud of. And over the 20 years that have passed since, I visited every so often in different shapes and sizes. As one does as a songwriter, you go back into your catalogue and you feel if there's something that has potential, then let's work on it. And the most recent iteration of it came about last November in anticipation of the 20th anniversary. And I got the idea that it might suit a choral environment.
Yeah.
So I contacted my good friend, Dr. Roisin Blunny in DCU. Roisin is a professor of music there in the choral community, very active. She's in the Leitari Vocal Ensemble, the Mornington Singers. And I knew that she would have a direct line to the right person for me to connect with, to make an arrangement. And she put me in touch with this wonderful man, Kieran Kelly, the artistic director of Ardu. And he dressed the song in the most glorious clothes that I am just so, so thrilled.
But you got the Palestrina Cathedral Choir.
Yeah, well, what we did was it became identified with a performance as part of Music Town.
Yes.
This coming Sunday, featuring Ardu, the Palestrina, and St. Mary's Cathedral Girls Choir.
Wonderful.
So, it's a reduced lineup because of social distancing. The whole thing is done in St. Anne's Church in Dawson Street, and we narrowed it down to make it socially, or at least COVID.
But everybody was separated, obviously, by across the thing.
And the kids are wearing masks. Yeah. So, you know, it's a beautiful program that includes music by Arvo Pärt, Patrick Hawes, Colin Mawby, 16th century Franciscan monk called Jean Tisserand, and there, as the culmination of a concert, is The Phoenix by Carl Corcoran and Art McGann.
And listen to me, what a venue. St. Anne's in Dublin. It's a beautiful church.
Yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous. I just can't wait for it to be open to the public again.
Yes, I know. So how many... But this is a huge cast, Carl, that you're engaged.
Indeed. Like I said, it's reduced. You know, the choirs would normally be about 50 strong, but we're reduced to about 22 because of the social distancing that's required.
Yeah.
But the production and the audio production is phenomenal, Marty. I'm just so proud of it. And I feel that this is the first step or leg of a journey that I believe the Phoenix will undertake.
Carl, have you kept up a correspondence of some sort with any of the people in New York since?
Oh, constantly. I've been over a few times. I still dip into the world of music over there, usually in the form of a cruise. But I don't want you to be jealous about that.
There's no need for that now. You've upset me now.
It's hard work. It's about 20 minutes a day, and the rest is R&R. So yes, I do.
What do you do on the cruise? What are you doing on the cruise? Are you the purser or something? What are you?
I usually perform the duties of MC, and I do a couple of spots where, you know, I'll sit at the piano and I'll sing a few songs and talk about my experiences.
Burt Bacharach isn't in it. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
great.
But let's look at the Phoenix then and say to ourselves, therefore, as the months go into the autumn, you must have some thoughts about what might become of the Phoenix in terms of later on this year, potentially.
Well, I mean, the vision would be to have it identified and associated with the commemorations that will take place in New York, and that would be the ultimate aim. And if that doesn't happen, I know that there are other commemorations and events that it will be very appropriate for. And we're releasing the performance by Ardu, which I think you might have a copy of in advance. We are releasing that as a single over the coming months in the lead up to 9/11, in the hope that it will be considered as a contribution.
It would be so important. And look, you're working with Art McGann. Art McGann is not unknown to me.
Well, you go ahead.
Art McGann. I remember Art McGann as a small boy, a very talented fellow always. But he became a senior executive or something, didn't he? He became a very, very high-powered individual.
Yeah, well, he's an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur?
Yes. Very successful businessman.
He is.
With The Hub, I believe.
Correct.
Is the business that
that's
he runs.
What they call it. A fine fellow, too.
Styles Road to The Hub. So,
that's right. That's right. Yeah, and a very fine fellow. But have you been collaborating for a long time?
Well, Art and I were collaborators on the third album in the Stone Age, which was an album called Let It Shine. And Art and I collaborated back in 1976 on about five songs on that album.
Right. The old difficult third album, Carl. What?
Yes. Yeah. No, the second one was the toughest. The collaboration continued while I lived in America. We wrote some great songs. We wrote a song called The Rose of Saigon, which was recorded by Danny Doyle. And it was a tribute to the Irish connection to the Vietnam conflict, received great encouragement and reaction from many veterans of the conflict.
So
Art and I have continued this association. And on my return to Ireland in 1999, we took that up again. He is, of course, related. You know that, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
We are first cousins.
You are cousins. So. You are cousins. So therefore, you have to put up with each other. That's the other thing about being
yes,
cousins.
We That's still right. love each other.
Well, he's a lovely man. He's an absolutely lovely man. Listen, this is wonderful. Now, look, the bottom line here is for people to share this moment with you on Sunday.
Yes.
How can they share it?
Yeah. Well, it is part of Music Town, which, as you said, is a multi-genre, multi-discipline, multi-location festival that takes place all over Dublin with all sorts of great things. Mm. The website is musictown.ie. And all the information is there. Ardu itself have a website, ardumusic.com. And if you visit that, you'll find all the links that will put you in the right place and talking to the right people about viewing this performance, which will take place on Sunday night.
And so what time is it at, by the way? Are you aware of the time yet? No, not.
8 o'clock. Let me say 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. It's a respectable adult time to be on. It's the proper time.
Yes, time. I'll be watching it myself.
Well, so will I, because it sounds absolutely wonderful. And lovely to have the Palestrina out and about again, even in reduced circumstances, as the fella said, which is very important. I hope that it's taken up, and I've no doubt with your friend, the well-known entrepreneur from Clontarf, I've no doubt that if you can get this involved in the States, I think that's very important. I think it's very important to do that because...
Thanks, Marty.
It matters greatly. And
can I use your name?
Yeah, it'll have no influence. It'll mean nothing. Right. You won't be allowed in either, by the way, if you mention it. But anyway, here is the Phoenix. So we have a chance to play it for everybody. Carl, it's always a joy. I always love your company. And
please
God, we shall sit together again in the not too distant future, please God.
Thanks.
My best to you.
Time.
And just to remind everybody again, it's musictown. Well, www.musictown.ie is what you need to find out how to be able to enjoy the Phoenix from Dawson Street, St Anne's Church on Sunday at 8 o'clock. Mr Corcoran will fill you in on the rest. Carl, God bless you. Take care.
Thanks, Marty. Bye-bye.
Can you hear a heart stop? Listen to the teardrop echoing in each and every line. Pictures in the water, images of slaughter issued by a petrifying, death-defying hand. Hearts are stirred and shaken, friendships will awaken. Fellow feeling teeming to the shore. Raise the lantern in the harbor. Light the golden door. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Meeting eagles soaring in the sky. We will resurrect with honor, put our faith upon her. She will raise the lantern high. First one from the pyre, elevated friar, priest to every color, every creed. May this moment sorrow strengthen us tomorrow, help us find the inspiration every nation needs. Melting pot emotion, deeper than the ocean, fortitude and valor to the fore. Raise the lantern in the harbor, light the upon her. Let the lantern shine on us.
Carol's Classical Daytime on RTE Lyric FM.
Thank you.